Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Saturday morning, about Saturday morning edition of Daytime After Dark. And today's guest is T.C. Warner. She was on the Wizard of 90210. I will always, always love her in that. And, she was also in All My Children. Oh, I loved her on All My Children. And she's been in a lot of other things. So just have a great show. And here is T.C. Roto. Hey, T.C. Hello? T.C.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes. I am here. I guess unmuting me helps.
I forgot what area code Lisa said, so I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
So, no, I have always been a big fan of yours, and, I mean, I won you back in daytime. And if you need back in daytime, I would love it because, I love you on All My Children. I mean, after all, you were, like, with the Martin family, and because All My Children went off, 5 years ago, and I was thinking, but you were amazing on that. All My Children, I felt like they could have used you more than they did. Looking back in the, back in 1995 on All My Children, after all, you were the granddaughter of, the Martins. That was awesome.
Yes.
How was that?
That was excellent. It was Ruth and Joe Martin, and Joe Martin was in the hospital, and I was just talking with some friends of mine. It's like, what if they brought Kelsey back? What would they do? Well, first she's gone off and she's adopted out Sammy, and she's gone and lived her life. So, a couple of things came to mind when we were talking about this is. Number one, she would follow in the footsteps of Joe Martin and become a doctor,
mm-hmm.
maybe a pulmonologist and so forth. She'd keep up her writing, but maybe move to more of an investigative research, uncovering the dirty details and so forth. So she'd be a private eye. She could also still write for Tempo, maybe Tempo's a long-lasting, tribute to journalism and so forth. There's so many things that could come back with Kelsey because she was such a well-rounded and well-defined character. She had virtually a level of complete naivete to, I won't say strong manipulation, but a convincing personality with a strong level of knowledge to back whatever comes out of her mouth. Right? That's the backing of any investigative reporting that she could do. So those are my thoughts on what she would do today.
Well, yeah, and, you gave birth on the show to baby Sam, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't you give it up to Maria and Edmund?
I did.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, didn't you?
I gave Sammy up, but took him back. I gave him up, I took him back, gave him up, took him back, gave him up. Finally, inevitably, Sherry wound up with Edmund Maria. And, you know, that was a wonderful adoption storyline of mother not being ready, you know?
I mean, you were young. I mean, you kept it with a little young. Yeah, I thought that was a great storyline because it was almost like the early 90s. That's when like open adoption happened and all that. Mm-hmm. And I thought AMC handled that perfectly with the adoption story. I always thought, you know, that was a great job because obvious, Agnew Nixon wrote it, and, it was really, you know, it was a really good story. So,
That storyline was carried out by Lorraine Broderick, who is one of the most phenomenal writers that I've ever come across, and she's now on Days of Our Lives, and supporting that show. She's been in and around daytime and writing for so long, and she's, you know, when she came, brought Kelsey to the forefront, she has such a strong background, and I mean that the background of the Kelsey character was just rock solid. So it had a good starting point, and it stayed and remained open to a wide variety of avenues and paths that character can end up in. So it's very versatile and dynamic, which is just giving more credit to the writers and to Agnew Nixon and the writing team and the producers and directors on All My Children. A lot of them are still in daytime. Daytime sort of just changes media platforms, but really never goes away.
Oh, no, and would you be open to coming back to daytime?
Oh, absolutely. In a heartbeat. Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to start a Twitter campaign. And, you know, because I've been thinking all night with the faux soaps would, you know, really be good on. Like, I do that all the time in my head. And I really would love to see you on Days. I think you would be really good on Days. Except the only problem with Days is, you know, they do 6 months ahead. So, you know, remembering what you did 6 months ago is hard. But I think you will have an ideal fit on Days or ZH or YNL, but not both.
You were saying on Days or YNR, but not both. And when you talk about Days of Our Lives, I was thinking that Kelsey could come back and work as a private investigator for maybe Adrian and Jennifer. And, you know, she could come in as maybe she's still a writer. She's maybe finishing her internship at the Salem Hospital, or maybe she's doing some nursing, or you know, something like that. But she could work for the Titan Industries, or she could come in hired by Adrian to investigate Victor, you know, to find out what's going on. Or she could cross Brady Black's path as either a love interest, or maybe Brady wants to investigate Victor, you know?
Really, I totally agree with that but like I said, I don't care what daytime, so it would be, I want you back because you are so talented and, you know, and then on top of it, you were on The Original 90210. Back in the day, I could never miss The Original 90210 because, you know, it was like must-see TV. But I think for your character on that, it will always go down as one of the most incredible storyline because, you know, you were in the protest to free Donna Martin and get the dress code out of there. How was that? How was working on 90210?
90210 was great. The cast was absolutely phenomenal to work with because everybody was, they all looked out for each other, interestingly enough. And I remember there was, this is just like a small memory that I have. There was a shirt that I was wearing, and it really looked adorable until I put it on, and it just somehow looked a little bit awkward. And one of the cast said, TC, let's go talk to wardrobe before we got in front of camera. And I walked up to wardrobe, and wardrobe went, okay, let's change out the shirt before anything, you know, before any camera rolled. It was just small things like that that everybody watched out for each other. And they rehearsed lines and worked the scenes and really treated you as a very good friend. So it was really great. That was Toby that I played in the school newspaper. And I remember that role, several episodes of Donna Martin Graduates. And it was super fun working with them.
Well, yeah, because on Pop, you know, they have reruns of 90210. For a while, it was every day, but now it moved to Monday at 10 a.m. Yes, I'm plugging it.
Good.
But, yeah, the episode came, like, on 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, I'm interviewing TC and she's on 90210. Okay, that was, I thought, like, incredible timing, you know, I mean, and that, you know, episode was awesome, and I loved when you and Jason Presley just had a little banter in the parking lot, like, you know, when you said, you know, you didn't care about this, anything that happened to this girl, because you guys were out of here, but now you care and you need help. Like, I thought that was one of the best lines, you know, on that show. That was just so true, and that was just so funny. And how was working with Jason Presley?
Yeah, no, I agree. And, there's, you know, what's funny is there's a lot of little small innuendos that happen, even in daytime. Some of the most hilarious people, if you talk about Michael Knight, you know, I mean, he's got a sense of humor that just has you laughing all the time. You're up there and you're talking about you're indulging in drama and stories and things that are not exactly, you know, cupcakes and rainbows, if you will. And so with comedy is tragedy, and so tragedy is comedy, and so forth. So even in daytime, there's a lot of hysterically funny moments that happen. And a lot of these actors have really strong comedic skills. But on there, even though they're playing dramatic roles, they are absolutely hysterical and very difficult to be serious with when you're constantly laughing. And I know that Kelsey has a lot of comedic entities to her. And she's such a dynamic character that she could fit in anywhere. I mean, if you want to talk about, you know, other shows like General Hospital, she could come back on General Hospital as you know, working with Monica Quatermain.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, if she was on Jake,
well,
she could come back. Go ahead.
And now that ABC owns the rights to All My Children and One Life I Live, I would not mind seeing, you know, your character, Kelsey, you know, come on, Jake. That would be a great tie-in because, you know, you were doing the medical stuff on AMC. So I think that would be a great tie-in with the history, and it would be, you know, amazing. Oh, and what would you recruiting roles on night shift? And how was
on
that?
Night shift. Oh, that was great. Because, you know, I got to work in my home state, and on night shift it was Annie Button. She was a nurse, and her character was very passionate about every patient that came in. Although you haven't seen her much on the show, and hopefully they bring her back. It was a nurse again, which is interesting because I played that on Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. And she hasn't been in the storylines much, but even on Better Call Saul, she could tie in the nursing and or investigative stuff for working with Jimmy McGill or anybody. But on night shift, she could be brought into working in the San Antonio Memorial as furthering her medical career. She could be doing nursing and still studying, or she could be coming in. Maybe she went off to do her own private practice as a pulmonologist and comes back in town and is furthering her medical career at San Antonio Memorial. The other thing I was thinking of on night shift is if they wanted to take it out of the nurse role, not completely out of, keep her clinical expertise and have her bring in the investigative side. So maybe she investigates a lot of Scott Wolf's character and any of his care that goes on and any lawsuits that come up. Maybe she does the investigation on that. You know, because she's got the clinical expertise, she can speak to that and in turn report and give the results on that, on Scott Wolf's character. It could also even go further on representing maybe the legal side of the San Antonio Memorial. Who knows? But there are tons of avenues that the night shift nurse, Amy Button, could actually go to.
Well, I mean, yeah, and also, let's bring on Lisa for a moment.
Okay.
You know, Lisa is amazing, people. Lisa works with TC, and she's one of the nicest assistants, PR person, you know, I've ever had the joy of working with.
Yes, she's
Hi,
wonderful.
Lisa
Rodrigo.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. How's everybody?
Good.
Doing wonderful.
Good. Yeah, so TC has a fan club that I'd like to talk about, and it's on allmypromotions.com.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
It's free. We're going to be doing a major contest hopefully soon, so get your entries in there and write to the powers that be to bring Kelsey back because, like TC was talking, she has so much potential on any show. Just not just Pine Valley, but in any city. So let's do it. Let's do it. Any help?
Exactly.
Any
help?
Yeah.
Lisa, tell them what, as far as the contest goes, we won't reveal what the contest is, but tell them what they win on the contest. This is a first, Carly, just to let you know. Nobody has heard about this yet.
Yes. This is a first. It's a TC Warner punk funk doll that's been handmade by Susan Sater Moore, talented person I found that does them, and I'm going to be sending away for them. So you'll be getting one if you know we're going to do a trivia question, and if you answer correctly, your chances of winning that will be great, and it'll also be hopefully can also sell them, so they will be available hopefully on my website as well. So, but that's what you're going to win if you would love to be a part of the fan club. I do contests all the time.
That is awesome.
So,
and Lisa,
giveaways all the time. Yes.
When you have a fan, this link, send me it on Facebook so I can post it on Daytime After Dog Twitter and Facebook to let everyone know, you know, there's a fan club out there and all this.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that would be great.
Your page. I could post it on your page. I could, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great because, you know, I think that is an awesome idea. And, you know, that is, you know, I thought that was really a good idea.
Yes, it's actually a very, I have to say it's a very cute doll. I know it's made by, you know, wonderful people and made to represent me, but it what's funny about it is that you see me up with my hair up a lot, and it's got this adorable blonde ponytail on it, and I think it's just, it's hysterical. It's hysterical. I love it. I love it. Anyway, so, Carly, you're the first to hear about that. That has not been released
yet.
They come out with the T.C. Warner doll.
So Kelsey's a
very fun, very fun.
Yes.
That is really awesome. And T.C., when you were doing Night Shift, where was it located? Because you said it was in your hometown.
Well, my hometown is not where it was shooting. It was shooting in Albuquerque, New Mexico. My hometown is Santa Fe, New Mexico. So it wasn't in San Antonio. The Night Shift was based around the the most well-known, renowned ER department in San Antonio. Funny story about working on Night Shift was they would call the actors to set or, you know, stuff like that by the character name. Well, TC is the character name. So when I was doing the show, they said, all right, well, let's just go to their real names while TC's on the set so that nobody gets, because every time they called TC, I was like, are we adding a shot? I'm here. And they said, no, the character. So they went back to the actors' names on it to bring some more clarity about who is to be where and when and who is the director talking to. So it was, I heard my name called often when I was doing the shoot with them, but it was down in Albuquerque.
Well, oh my gosh, yeah, I've never, you know, been in like Mexico or Hawaii, and Mexico is like on my bucket list, but more than, you know, New Mexico, I would love Hawaii. But outside of all the projects you're doing, what did you do on your downtime? What is your favorite thing to do when you're not trying to get work and all this?
So my favorite thing to do is not only spend time with my two kids who are 3 and now 5 years old, but also to write stories, and I include my kids in those. Part of what I like to do is obviously write, and my kids' imaginations and where they go are just unstoppable. So we started writing children's books, and the kids, not every night, but every other night, we will tape record the stories that we make up, and there's the character Elegie and Chloe, and we've got all these kids that go through their adventures, and through them telling the stories with me, and I sort of guide the story. I don't really tell them how the story goes. I let the children have their own imagination to write it together.
Oh, my God, that is awesome.
Yeah,
and it's so
cute.
Much fun. I mean, I've read them the original version of The Wizard of Oz, and you know, we take breaks from our family story time by incorporating books that have creative stories. And it's never really stories about how the prince saves the princess or no themes of how the man is supposed to take care of the woman. That's not how life is, and it's not how it's going to be for them. So I love for their imaginations to go into actual stories and their current little trials and tribulations of they lost their I don't know if anybody reads kids' books, but the Nuffle Bunny, or they lose teddy bear, or, you know, there are certain stories that I follow to where here's the conflict in it, and here's how it's resolved, and a lot of them are sort of happy endings, because I don't want the kids to go to bed having nightmares about their bunny being lost or being stuck in the washing machine for, you know, forever and coming out in pieces, you know, stuff like that. But my 3-year-old boy is, his adventure, we do them together.
Aww.
And then we separate them because he's very superhero bound and how they fly across the sky and dragons come, but Batman's there and they, you know, they take their stories in two different ways. So you're going to create an argument where my 5-year-old girl will say, okay, and then, you know, Elegie and Chloe are at the beach and then they come across and then a unicorn comes out of the ocean. And, you know, I mean, that's not stuff that if I sat down and said, okay, I'm going to write a children's book, that's not from my imagination. That's from theirs. And that's from sitting down and living in.
Which makes it more special
with them.
And more, yeah.
It does. And so
that is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that is a great way with kids. And I have 9 nieces and nephews. And that is a really good idea. I never thought of that because when they were little, every time I would read, like, you know, the little pig or, you know, whatever, if I missed one page, they knew it. So if I had you back in the day, that would have saved me a lot of time. But so you have a boy and a girl?
I do.
How do you, I mean, so yeah. With the boy and girl, I mean, do you feel like it's easier than a boy or girl? Do you ever feel like one is easier than the other?
They both have their own quirks. Being a parent is difficult, period. But it's also the biggest blessing and the most entertainment one could ever be given. I mean, you wake up every morning, noon, and night, and every moment there's something that, you know, I just wish I had a camera rolling 24/7 to capture all these moments. So I love it. It's been something that I have been wanting for a very, very, very long time. And I enjoy every living moment of it. Go ahead.
That is perfect. Oh, I better bring on my host, my co-host Bobby. He has been wanting to talk. I mean, first I'm going to bring on David. Hey, David.
Okay.
Hi, TC. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. You are great, all
good,
my
good.
Children.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for being there. What was Aaron spelling like when you were on Beverly Hills 9-2-1? What was it like, Aaron spelling?
I'm sorry, say it again?
What was Aaron spelling like?
I didn't quite get that either.
Oh, Aaron spelling. I met Aaron spelling during the interview and audition process. He was very quiet, very kind, very considerate, and very observant, if you will. He's a very, very smart man, very intelligent to observe and to pay attention to everything that's going on around him. And so any input that came from him was taken very seriously. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love you on Night Shift. It's my favorite show. With all I learned the American Dragon, the American Dragon, they talk. With all I learned the medical phrases that you had to learn. Ouch.
I'm sorry, the medical what?
Medical talk.
Okay, tell me that again. Say it again.
But the hard learn the medical language. You know, you talk the language on Night Shift.
Oh, the medical language, the lingo, the clinical expertise that happens. So that's something that it's tongue twister 101. Is how to how to unravel and speak fluently to it. And a lot of that comes from me anyway. I don't know how other actors work, but I'll do the research on what is an obstetric, you know, ABC, or, you know, what is a stat now mean, or, you know, all these terms.
Yeah.
So there's the medical dictionary, and I'll go on, be it Wikipedia or wherever, and do the research and hear the pronunciation, even if I have to watch videos of medical stuff that's going on or any procedures and stuff like that to hear how they start speaking about it. I'll do that research to try and get it very fluid coming from
it.
Yeah. I don't have any medical expertise, but in the last 7 years, I can say that I've got some medical expertise. I'm not a clinical person with any medical degree, but I certainly have learned not only a lot from my son's medical condition, and when you have kids in general, you start to learn about things that you can't pronounce, and you go into the doctor's office and ask them to pronounce it, and I watch their lips move and say, so this is what she or he has? How do you say this? Can you spell it out? And talking to nurses, my sister-in-law is a nurse. I have very good friends that are nurses. My best friend growing up is a nurse. So I'm surrounded by the medical world morning, noon, and night. So it's but maybe one phone call I pick up and I say, okay, this is how it's spelled. What is it? How do I say it? In an emergency. Otherwise, I'll do all my research prior to
that.
So when you go back to the night shift, you could, like, get so much research and enhance the role because you have people that help with that. So it makes it better.
And also, what I've also done just as a side job is I actually helped launch the quality improvement program for the Medicaid of all of New Mexico, for all of the hospitals, the large hospitals in New Mexico, not that they're exceedingly large, and certainly not as large as half the hospitals on TV, but so I've learned a whole lot of clinical terminology and down to their acronym level. And how to speak it and what they're looking out for and how to improve the care within the hospitals. Interestingly enough, doing the financial analysis, that's a side job thing. So the medical world has been able to surround me entirely. So I'm not far from it.
Not at all. That's why I think when you come back to show that Kelsey can be a doctor because you're learning along with everything. So you'll enhance her character. You know what I mean? So
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
for
cool.
Sure.
David, I'm going to put you on hold and bring Bobby on. Okay, Dave?
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Thanks, David. Hey, Bobby. Okay.
Is Bobby on mute?
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Carly. Hey, TC. How are you guys doing this morning? All right, afternoon, depending on where you are.
Exactly. We're across East Coast to West Coast. We're covering everywhere.
Anyways, I just want to say that, first of all, thanks for adding me onto Facebook the other night.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because when I heard that you was coming on, I ended up just going to Carly's post when she reminded everybody about it and just added you on. So I just want to say thank you. And secondly, you got a chance to work with Kelly Ripa for a while. Have she invited you to come on her and Ryan's show since Night Shift been a big hit yet?
I haven't. I would love to go on there. Once I come back on to either daytime or Night Shift, I will reach out to her and hopefully she will have me on her show.
Yeah, because it would be great to have a little bit of reunion because you were close friends with her and Sarah Michelle Gellar and both of them. and Sarah became a big time actress in her own right, as well as several people from the original 90210 cut. But I want to ask you, did you work with Vanessa Mansell, who just came from General Hospital at the time, or with this before?
Who? You know, I've never Vanessa Mansell. I've never had the luxury of working one on one with her. I've met her at several functions that Daytime puts together, to fundraisers, to show promotions and so forth. And I think the world of her. She's so beautiful to boot. It's like, how can you go wrong? She's got a great personality, and she's gorgeous. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
She's got a very cool personality. She's very open and inviting and funny, and she's just great all around. But I've never actually been able to work on camera with her. I'd love to.
Yeah, rather with 90210 or any of the other soaps when All My Children and General Hospital did crossovers or anything like that.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Yeah, could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But you never got a chance to work with her on 90210 or when All My Children or General Hospital
right.
did crossovers.
No, it was just kind of a timing thing. Like she was on, then I was on. Or I was on, then she was on. So it was our cross never passed in front of the camera.
Right. And speaking of General Hospital, I know with several All My Children stars and several One Life to Live characters and stars on there now, it would be great to just go over there and have a little reunion, because I know you never worked with Fiona when she came over there to play Anna and Alex before she brought both of them over to General Hospital. But it would be great to just work with Fiona, because she's probably one of the most great actresses, and I'm glad that they're rebuilding the storyline that they have with her and Alex, because
with
it's
Alex,
been like 50
yes.
years. So it would be great to, work with
Fiona.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she's never worked with Fiona, I don't believe, right, TT? You've never had the
No, she's
yeah.
similar. I've crossed her
before
path,
your
I met
time.
Her, and
she's
a phenomenal actress, and she's a great person. But you're
right.
talking about GH, right?
Right.
Yeah, GH.
Yeah.
You know what?
Cause I was
thinking
on. Yeah,
That's okay. On GH, my thought was, why not connect Kelsey with Dimitri? You know what I mean?
And Alex and Anna.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Alex and Anna and do maybe, Dimitri is the spy on Valentine, or something of that line. She could have met Nina, the writer at Crimson. She could have come back or just researched, because Edmund is no longer with us, am I right? So
that's
Edmund
right.
and Dimitri, she could reach out to Dimitri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
yeah.
It would be great. It would be great also, if Benson decides, once he's done with Days, that he wants to revive Dr. Day with Hayward.
That
would be great to just work with him again, because I don't think you worked with him before, because he was like on Guy and Light.
No,
and just
and
started
I would love
on
that
my
pairing.
Team when you left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Vincent Izzari?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I worked with him on All My Children.
Oh,
mm-hmm. She did.
I just thought maybe he was still on Guy and Light
I'm
at the time. And then,
yeah, I was forgetting the timeline, too. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
But my mom used to watch you and everybody else on the show before, and she would DVR and VCR, because at the time they had VCR and stuff like that.
Right.
VCR,
yeah.
If you pass across with any of these people again, just make sure you say hi, and I would love for... I don't care if they have to revive it on ABC, NBC, CBS, or Netflix.
Right.
But I would really like to see them revive All My Children for a third time, and this time not have any issues like they had the last time.
David.
Yeah, I mean,
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby, in months as I would love a reboot, let's be realistic about I don't think it will... And I'm not being Debbie Downer, but I don't think with everyone, with everyone doing things differently.
No, but
I don't see the whole series getting rebooted,
Do I think they should do like a reunion?
Yeah. Well, I agree because a couple of months ago, Home and Family had the cast back on. I just remembered that.
Oh yeah.
And
Yeah.
And
wonderful.
I think also, and also with Fiona's two characters being revisited and several former One Life to Live and All My Children characters coming back on there this time without any lawsuits or anything like that, like the last time, it really has helped them out for viewers of General Hospital that used to remember these guys on television or on Hulu.
Right. I mean, can I just say, though, that we, it's very hard to see that All My Children and All My Children would come back as a whole show. But never say never. And I do agree with you, Bobby, that I'll take whatever I can get as long as my girl, Stacey, and Kelsey comes on. I'll take her on General Hospital. I'll take her on the reboot online. But don't ever give up on, because the second time around we did come back, and and it's not near impossible. ABC could definitely do something for us, and I just know that they will.
Mm-hmm.
Because
what they could call the show "It's One Life to Live with All My Children."
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, but I agree with what you ladies are saying, and I understand. But I just wanted to say you will have a rest of the day, and good luck with the show, and hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to you, or maybe get involved with your website where I can get a picture or something back later on.
Absolutely. You definitely reach out, and I'll send you a picture. And reach out to Nathan Varney and all the powers that be to bring not only the shows back, but to bring Kelsey Jefferson on there.
Bobby, do you know how to get a hold of Lisa Rodriguez through all my promotions?
Bobby, I ruined this.
All my promotions one at Gmail, and send me your address, and you will definitely get a picture, and I will be glad to converse with you on this.
Okay, great.
Okay, Bobby.
Bobby, you can just send me the link, and I'll just do that later.
Okay.
Lisa, if it's okay, I will connect you and Bobby on Facebook after the show.
No problem. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bobby,
I'm going to put you on hold for a moment.
Have a great day, ladies.
Thank you. Same to
you
now.
Thanks for calling in. You're welcome.
We loved having you on the show. We hope you can come back some other time, because we are going to get the word out to get you back in daytime. I promise you. Yeah, and I hope you come back. But before we let you go, I just have a couple, cocktail questions for the audience just to know you better.
Okay.
Right now, what is your favorite TV show to watch right now?
Bowl.
Yeah.
I like watching Bowl, and I watch, of course, Night Shift.
Ooh. What is your favorite meal on the whole planet?
My favorite meal?
Yeah.
Chinese chicken salad from Chin Chin.
Yeah.
It's Chinese chicken salad from Chin Chin.
Wow.
Good stuff.
And what is in your refrigerator right now? Do you have like a lot of science experience? Because I had to clean it on my fridge the other day, and it scared me.
It used to be a science experiment, or you opened the refrigerator door and you got bit by something. Exactly. Now it's usually leftovers and or preparation for next meal. So if it's not, sometimes I cook the kids chicken Alfredo with angel hair pasta, and that will last. I don't keep leftovers very long at all, like one day max, and that's it. Otherwise, I'll make meatloaf. So we'll have either one of those two usually in the fridge as a leftover. But no, kids' food, definitely milk.
Well, definitely you know, milk. Yeah, I was just thinking about it. You know, yeah. I mean, I like leftovers for like a day or two, but there's one exception to the rule of leftovers for me. I love leftover pizza. That is probably my favorite leftover I ever have on this planet.
Well, I've had a call for breakfast. Pizza. I love pizza calls for breakfast. Carly, I before we, I don't know if we're going to take any more callers, but before we do, I do not want to forget Agnes Nixon and what she has meant to all my children and Kelsey and TC. And TC has something very special to share regarding Agnes.
Oh, yes,
so,
yes.
So
thank you.
Please,
thank you.
You're welcome. So can we please do that before you take another caller or whatever, okay?
Yeah. So Agnes written me a letter. Thank you. So Agnes had written me a letter, and I won't read the whole thing. I'll just give you some excerpts of it. Says, TC, dear, this note is sent with no intention to pressure you to stay with our AMC family, but simply to tell you very honestly what a gifted actress you are and how very sad we shall be if you decide to leave. And this was written at the time when I was nominated and won the award. She goes on to say, but we writers always recognize your enormous talent and are working eagerly to put you front burner again. And, you know, to get a letter from Agnes is just, it just tugs at your heart.
I have chills when you read that, yes.
I know. And then, you know, she goes to close with, in any case, thank you for all you have brought to children and all best wishes for the bright future you so richly deserve. Best love, Agnes. And, you know, it just goes to show that's a really strong example of a family unit and how it's very much a team effort. Like I was mentioning before on 90210, the cast really steps in. It doesn't mean that just because you're a recurring character that you are of any less focus to the storyline or of any less importance than somebody who's a series regular. They all act as a team. And that's very difficult to get in any of the TV movies that I've done, the feature films that I've done, or anything in general. But with daytime TV, the writers, everybody, the producers, the directors, everybody is a team. They look you in the eye, and they hold your hand if you're lost, and they push you when you need to be pushed. So that was one of the things, especially coming from Agnes herself, that I really learned and appreciated where I was, and I stuck around. Not just because of that, but that was one of the things that makes you say, you know what, I like where I am.
Exactly, and you know, it's funny you should say that. I just finished Agnes Nixon's book, and anyone needs to go and get it. It's so good. It is so lovely. And I really, I've enjoyed the book so much, you know. So I just wanted, while you were on, I just wanted to know, if you did not know about the book, I was going to tell you about the book.
Oh, well, no, I've got the book. Thanks to Lisa, by the way.
Oh,
sent it to me.
Oh, yes, she has the book, yeah. It's a wonderful book.
I do.
It was a very good read, and, like, it was so entertaining. Like, I could not put it down. I had to finish it one night. It was kind of, it was kind of funny. But
What was I going to say? But no, yeah, we would love to have you back on, and we totally are going to do anything we want. I mean, anything we can in daytime and get you back, because your talent is so sorely missed in daytime.
Oh, thank you. She's so poised in fans. I just want me to say, she's
you
so
know,
proactive
we really hope
in her fan club. So join.
Yes, please do. Yes, go to allmypromotions.com and join the fan club. And we will definitely.
Yes, and and Lisa, please link it, and I will put it on our page today. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you both for calling in, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And
you too.
Enjoy the rest of the summer. I mean, I know it's not summer yet, but I live in Seattle, and we've been having we've been having such nice weather, and I say that, and today it's gonna rain on me, and I go, I just want the 80-degree weather back. I do not mind it at all. But
Seattle. Yeah,
rains a lot
there, huh? Yeah.
So yeah. Yes. Have a great day, you guys. And
you
too.
Thank you for having
Lisa,
me.
Lisa, whatever TC is doing, if she needs to come on here and plug it, let me know. I will do it.
Thank you very
much.
Yeah,
and have a great day, you guys. And
you too.
You know, just go relax. It's finally the weekend. Yay.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Carly. And Lisa, have a wonderful day, everyone. Thank you so much.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And laughing. Bye-bye. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for the interview.
What?
Yeah, great.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Yeah, great.
You're welcome, boys.
Yeah.
We did back-to-back last night and today, so, you know, Carly is a little tired. But just remember, everyone, a few couple of announcements. Days of Our Life will be back on Monday. Yay.
Unless, of course, something happens in Washington, either with our president or with James Corden.
Don't even say that.
Yeah.
Okay, because Monday I'm getting my Spencer and Sunny scenes. So, yeah, don't even go there. And then on Tuesday morning, on Tuesday at 12 o'clock West Coast, we will be having Tristan Rogers. Yeah, at 12 o'clock West Coast time. So you guys, let's end the show because, we were on late last night too. And, hey Maggie, we missed you this morning, but I hope you're resting and we love you. And have a great day, you guys, both of you.
All right, you too.
Bye. 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 Bobby. Bye, Cardi.